certainly is. I'm Greg Poppleton, your Phantom Dance, with your non-stop mix of swing and jazz from live 1920s to 1960s radio and TV.
Good evening, everybody. Let's dance as Columbia presents Woody Herman and his orchestra.
The Phantom Dancer is produced in the studios of 2SER in Sydney and is heard across Australia over CRN, the Community Radio Network, kicking off with a set of The Band That Plays the Blues, Woody Herman from live 1944-45 radio.
Compton Turnpike in Cedar Grove, New Jersey, Columbia brings you Woody Herman and his orchestra, featuring vocals by Francis Wayne and Woody Herman himself. Let's keep the blue flame of Woody's theme hot by covering it with a red top.
time for a little love music as lovely Frances Wayne steps up to sing the nation's number one romantic ballad, I'll Walk Alone.
Just to wind things up in real Herman style, bring out the fire extinguishers and put the asbestos on the rugs, because the heat's on when Woody gives you a taste of apple honey. Looks like our time has run out. For the past half hour, Columbia has brought you the music of Woody Herman and his orchestra playing in the Cafe Rouge of the Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City. And now this is your announcer, Sidney Berry, saying goodbye for now and reminding you that for the music of the day in the deep of the night, always turn to CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Greg Poppleton with you on The Phantom Dancer. Coming up, Mod Sounds, Miles Davis from 1949 TV, Shelly Mann from 1956 FM Radio, Stan Kenton from the Million Dollar Ballroom in Milwaukee. Stay tuned.
In a novel sort of way, here's some advice from Woody and the boys. Don't worry about the mule.
Good evening, music lovers, and welcome once again to another WPIX jazz concert. We're kind of happy to have you with us tonight because we're observing two very, very conspicuous firsts. Our first readings of bebop, and a little while later during the program itself, two awards made by Metronome Magazine. Our guest this evening, lovely Carol Bruce from the very successful musical Along Fifth Avenue. And the gentleman to her right is Mr. George Simon, the editor of Metronome Magazine. More about them in just a moment, but right now I'd like to bring to your attention some of our personnel. There's Miles Davis on trumpet over there, and Lucky Thompson on sax. Buddy DeFranco will be playing the clarinet this evening. Kay Winding on trombone, and Oscar Pettiford himself up there on the bass. Rattling the skins is Shelly Mann, and the fella with the built-in hairdo is Al Haig on piano. And they're doing things to a little item called the squirrel, I'll have you know.
Tune for Basin Street Jazz.
Don't miss D-Day, the 6th of June, starring Robert Taylor, Richard Todd, Donna Winter, starting Tuesday, Roxy Theater. What to wear to the office in the morning can sometimes depend on the weather, and strangely enough, that's where our morning melody man, Bob Hames, can help you out. Because when Bob brings you his tuneful program at 8:15 weekday mornings, he also reports on the weather and the news. So when you listen to the Bob Hames Show, you'll know whether to wear your raincoat, spring coat, or winter coat. Also, you'll be up to date on the news, and you'll leave for the office whistling a happy tune after listening to the records that he spins. And don't forget that Bob sings, too. That's 8:15, weekday mornings. Tune in for the Bob Hames Show. It's 9:30, WCBS, AM and FM, New York.
It's time for jazz, ladies and gentlemen, the music of America's greatest jazz musicians. Tonight, the Shelley Man Quintet and the Stan Getz Quartet from Broadway's famed Jazz Cafe, the Basin Street in New York City. We invite you to the music of the Shelley Man Quintet, and later on, we'll hear from Stan Getz and the quartet. And starting off tonight's show, here is The Dart Game. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's the composition called Impressionism, and we hope an impression or two arose. You know, speaking of... Well, let's put it this way. If it were possible for a piece of music, such out of a library of ours here, an arrangement, we'll say, to receive an award of merit or a distinguished service medal of some kind because of service well rendered, I think that we should possibly tag it on to this next arrangement. We've played it a great deal. It was originally conceived in a very simple manner and gradually developed a lot of momentum through the years. A number of musicians have played it. Once a capital recording, still a capital recording. Here once more is the version of Lover. Tom.
Yes, Dad.
Mr. Messine, you know, I've been talking, I've been introducing a number here, and I have a problem. As I look from here, the piano is possibly... How long would you say in seconds to get there?
Oh, I would say a man of your stature should make that in about 8 1/4 seconds.
Can you talk for 8 1/4 seconds while I get there?
I certainly hope so, sir.
Tom, downbeat.
Proceed. Righto. Wonderful to have Stan in Milwaukee, and there are a lot of alert faces in the audience. They're all alert, and those in the band are likewise. It's a young, warm, strong-feeling band. They like to work for Stan. He likes to work for you.
On the Phantom Dancer, Benny Goodman over NBC in 1939, and today's Phantom Dancer feature artist, the Bing Crosby of France, Jean Zablon.
Version. You know, at one time we were at the Paramount Theater in New York. We played there for approximately 9 weeks. We started doing 6 and 7 shows a day, and like it always happens, a little boredom took place, and there wasn't anything else to do other than to see how fast we could play the arrangement of Lover and clock it and time it. The fastest time, I think, was clocked at 1 minute and 27 seconds or thereabouts. Say, fellas, I've been talking to the people on the air. I've been speaking to the people in the room. I just want you to know that when we finish playing here tonight at George Devine's, you must be on the bus ready to go towards Chicago. Do you fellas know we play in Chicago tomorrow night? Yes, we are moving toward New York City. We have a television show to do there Saturday night. We do a show on Sunday night for Bob Snyder. I want you to know that on next Tuesday night, the concert of miniatures is going to come from the town casino in Cleveland. Be sure and try to make plans so you can all be there. Incidentally, I must tell you that you all look very good tonight, and I appreciate so much your showing up tonight for the broadcast. And you know something? Must happen at the moment because we have decided there must be a stamp, a trademark on each program. There's a tune that you all know called Artistry and Rhythm. We'll take at the moment a thing called version number one. Frankie, cymbals. Thank you very much. Thank you for the high trumpet on top, Buddy Childers, and thank you, Connie Condoli, for your solo. We must thank Shorty Rogers, too, for the composition Round Robin. Well, thank you, Dick Moldoni, and your click, the saxophones for Opus and Pastels. We'll also thank the trombones, Bob Fitzpatrick, for a solo on Impressionism for Lover. And again, I said the rhythm section, Don Bagley bass, Ralph Blaze guitar, Frankie Cap. We thank you very much for cooperating with us this evening. What am I thanking everybody for? We're getting paid, aren't we? You know, I'd like to say something. It's wonderful to be at a place such as George Devine's here, to be with people that are the friends of the orchestra, and it's more wonderful yet even to see a guy walk in where a fellow that we love in radio, because you know why we love him? Because he loves jazz, he loves modern music, he's been a great worker for the movement of Woody Herman, Dizzy Gillespie, Duke Ellington, everyone in our field of music these days. The guy's name is Tom Racine. He's a rather ordinary-looking guy, but things leave there. They start developing. Tom, it's been awfully nice of you to plan to be here with us this evening with our concert in miniature. I appreciate it very much, and I've never given anyone a microphone before, but I'd like to give you this one.
Well, thank you very much, Stan. It's my pleasure to be here. And I would like Milwaukee to make a large noise in favor of Stan Kenton and the concert in miniatures. Come on, start clapping. I got to thank you. NBC has brought you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. Kenton's refreshingly original conception of modern music. Music as progressive as today and as new as tomorrow. Our broadcast tonight came to you direct from George Devine's Million Dollar Ballroom in Milwaukee through the facilities of WTMJ. Join us next week at this same time for another Stan Kenton concert in miniature with modern America's man of music. This is Tom Racine speaking. And this is NBC, the national broadcasting company.
You like swing?
Listen to Benny Goodman, the king of swing.
Phantom dancer Greg Poppleton, your non-stop mix of swing and jazz, now brings you Benny Goodman from Live 1939 Radio with singer Louise Tobin introducing a brand new Broadway hit.
Makers of present the Saturday Night Camel Caravan with Benny Goodman and the greatest assembly of swing artists in the world today. And again on the caravan tonight rides the First Lady of Swing, Mildred Bailey. And here is the King of Swing, Benny Goodman.
Good evening. Good evening and welcome to the Camel Caravan. Well, here in New York, it's the weekend before Thanksgiving. School will be out, and the youngsters will be coming home for the holiday. So all this week, we've had Ted Pearson out with a bag full of nickels, finding out what records in the machines these students like best. Tonight, we're going to play several of them for you. Let's have the report, Ted.
Well, Benny, I found that the tune most of the boys and gals were given the big play was a platter recorded by a Mr. Ben J. Goodman entitled Scatterbrain. Do you want to hear it? Thank you.
Wednesday is the opening of the new Rodgers and Hart show, Too Many Girls. Tonight, in the way of a little advanced peep at what that opening night's audience is going to hear, Benny plays one of the show's outstanding songs. I didn't know what time it was, and Louise Tobin let you in on a beautiful set of lyrics. My, but you look pretty tonight, Miss Tobin.
Just listen to the lyrics, Mr. Pearson.
Swingsters who collect records already know that Benny's recording of I Didn't Know What Time It was just released this week. It's that man, old Satcho, Louis Armstrong.
Hello, Louis. How are you? You know, Louis, as a kid in short pants still learning to play the clarinet, I used to stand by the hour at the plantation in Chicago and listen to you play. And like lots of other kids studying music, you were really my idol.
Man, tell me more. Tell me more, Benny. Tell me more.
But you're not the only one, Benny. Here's what Panassier says in his book, Hot Jazz. Louis Armstrong is the greatest solo player jazz music has ever known. There can be only one or two musicians of his caliber in a century.
Well, where does it say that?
Right there in that book, Louis.
I'm going to get that book tomorrow.
When Benny asked Louie what he wanted to do tonight, he said he wanted to play and sing with a sextet. So Louie turns loose on a real Armstrong classic, Ain't Misbehaved.
Wait a minute.
one to talk with by myself. No one to walk with. I'm happy on the shelf. This heaven saved my love. Oh, baby, no certain one I love. Blue flirting, you done a big enough. Sweet baby, like honor in a corner, don't go nowhere, and I don't care. All your kisses are worth waiting for. Believe me, don't stay out late, don't get go. Home body, be radio. This heaven save my love.
Today's Phantom Dancer, I'm Greg Poppleton with your non-stop mix of swing and jazz every week. The French Bing Crosby, Jean Zablon. Read all about him at Greg Poppleton's Radio Lounge blog, where you'll also see today's Phantom Dancer playlist.
We are lucky to have with us today a voice from France that has already set hearts athrop from London to Rio and from Paris to New York. Our musical welcome to Jean Zablon. We are very happy to have you here with us, Jean.
But the pleasure is all mine, Lou.
Okay. You know, Jean Zablon has many distinctions, not the least of which is that he grew up to music. His father was a composer. When Jean was a boy, he never dreamed of being a fireman or an engineer or a pilot or a prize fighter. He always knew he was going to sing. He made his debut in operetta a few years before the war. Then, one evening in 1937, he came to our studios to sing a certain refrain that had earned him the Grand Prix du Disque. Immediately after the broadcast, a man came up to him and said, say, Jean, how would you like to sing for the NBC in New York? Well, at first, Jean thought it was a joke. But the very next day, his voice was telephoned across the Atlantic to New York and it rolled that NBC audience in the aisles. Jean, what was that song that opened before you the portals of the new world?
Well, the song was called in French, Vous qui passez sans me voir, and in the States is known as Passing By. Vous qui passez sans me voir, sans même me dire bonsoir, donnez-moi un peu d'espoir ce soir. J'ai tant de peine, vous, dont guet un regard. Pour quelle raison ce soir passez-vous sans me voir? Un mot, je vais le dire, je vous aime. C'est ridicule, c'est bohème, c'est jeune. Et c'est triste aussi, vous qui passez sans me voir, me donnerez-vous ce soir un peu d'espoir? Adieu. Bonsoir.
Say, Jean Sablon, now I understand why they asked you to come over to the States. Can we have another song from you?
Certainly. Oh, you know, something surprises me when I arrive there. It's to hear all the classic songs, not all, but many classic songs, opera and swing tempo. So when I came back to Paris, I wanted to show to the French people what could happen with a very old French song this way, you know?
Oh, yes. Well, that sounds good. Could we hear it?
Certainly, but I will try to do it the same way now. I'm going to sing it the way it has been written about 300 years ago in Provence, in France. And after, I'll do my best. We'll do our best to swing it in the American way. Sur le pont d'Avignon. Sur le pont d'Avignon, l'on est danse sur le pont d'Avignon, on y danse tout en rond. Sur le pont d'Avignon, l'on y danse sur le pont d'Avignon, l'on y danse tous en rond, les belles dames font comme ça. Les messieurs font comme ça. Sur le pont d'Avignon, l'on y danse, sur le pont d'Avignon, l'on y danse tous en rond, sur le pont d'Avignon. L'on y danse, sur le pont d'Avignon, l'on y danse tous en rond, les belles dames font comme ça. Les messieurs font comme ça. Sur le pont d'Avignon, l'on y danse, sur le pont d'Avignon, l'on y danse tous en rond.
And here is that tall, dark, engaging smile again, and the voice you know so well. Yes, it's Jean Sablon, who hails from the banks of the River Seine, but who has won a place in the hearts of fair ladies from Tokyo to Fifth Avenue, as well as in his own backyard, the Rue de la Paix, thanks to records and thanks to radio. But it was not long before he was in great personal demand all over the world. The years after his Paris debut, he spent mainly getting off planes to hop boats or trains. Yet he still found time to invent a real swooneroo of a croon job back in 1938, something about just set the table for one tonight, James. Wasn't it, John?
Yes, yeah, this song started in Europe as Un Seul Couvert, Please, James. Un seul couvert, please, James. Madame ne rentrera pas ailleurs, l'attend un repas chez un ami qu'elle est. Un seul couvert, please, James. Fermez sa chambre adorée. Quitter ces terres et pleurer comme je le fais moi-même. Lui, c'était pourtant l'ami d'enfance. Il m'a volé mon amour. James, laissez-moi seul dans le silence. Le souvenir des beaux jours, je servirai moi-même. À quoi bon verser des fleurs? Non, ne touchez pas ces fleurs. Un seul couvert, please, James.
Now, as the orchestra of Roger Roger takes an instrumental interlude as Jean Zablon sings the English hit from 1936, Dinner for One, Please, James, it's time for me to say that's it for the Phantom Dancer. If you're listening to your favourite local station of the community radio network outside of Sydney, I'm Greg Poppleton. I hope you've enjoyed this past 55 minutes of non-stop swing and jazz from live 1920s to 1960s radio and TV. And I invite you to tune in again, same time, next week. The Phantom Dancer is produced in the studios of 2SER in Sydney and is heard across Australia over CRN, the Community Radio Network.
Please, James.
Then, at last, on the eve of the war, Jean Sablon returns to his beloved Paris and her grey-green trees and old grey stones. You know, it just makes you feel like taking the old girl in your arms, doesn't it, Jean?
Oh, yes, certainly, Lou. Every time I come back to Paris, I see new things have come and people move about a bit faster. But still, the old girl has not really changed.
In other words, Paris, tu n'as pas changé. Paris, you haven't changed. But Jean Sablon can sing it much better than I can say it. How about it, Jean?
Après de longs mois de voyage, quand tout à coup le train ralentit et que le porteur de bagages vous crie par ici la sortie, on se dirige vers la porte, on se sent le cœur tout battant, et puis un taxi vous emporte, on regarde, on est tout content. Paris, tu n'as pas changé, mon vieux. Paris, tu n'as pas changé, tant mieux. toujours le même ciel, toujours les mêmes yeux, et tous ces petits chapeaux si merveilleux. Paris, tu n'as pas changé, mon vieux. Paris, tu n'as pas changé, tant mieux. Tu n'as pas maigri, tu n'as pas grossi, tu es toujours le même Paris. Un petit détail par-ci, par-là, une affiche que l'on ne connaît pas. Tiens, encore un nouveau cinéma, on s'émerveille à chaque pas. Paris, tu n'as pas changé, mon vieux. Paris, tu n'as pas changé, tant mieux. Tu n'as pas maigri, tu n'as pas grossi, tu es toujours le même Paris, tu es toujours le même Paris.
Thank you.